the Biden administration wants to restrict who can seek asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. This is the latest move in a larger crackdown, a U.S. effort to cut the flow of people crossing the border, although immigrant advocates are not happy. NPR's Joel Rose reports on how the Biden administration came to embrace a tougher approach.
When President Biden came into office, he signed a flurry of executive orders, rolling back some of former President Trump's harshest immigration policies.
And to provide safe and orderly processing of asylum seekers at the United States border.
A lot of people in the White House were thrilled, including Andrea Flores.
In the beginning, it felt like we were all rowing in the same direction, and one of our clear goals was how do you offer access to asylum in an orderly way?
Flores and other former administration officials say there's been a vigorous debate ever since about how to restore asylum protections for the most vulnerable, while also deterring migrants from making the dangerous journey through Mexico and crossing the border illegally. But as migrant apprehensions at the border rose to record levels, Flores says advisors in the White House grew increasingly obsessed with getting the border numbers down.
They were considering many of the tools that the Trump administration used and that Democrats had really uniformly condemned, and that was very unsettling to me.
Flores quit after less than a year and now works for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. She was not surprised in January when President Biden announced a new set of border enforcement policies, a mix of carrots and sticks intended to discourage migrants from crossing the border illegally. This week, the administration unveiled its biggest stick yet, a temporary rule that would make it harder for migrants to get asylum if they cross the border into the U.S. illegally after passing through Mexico or another country without seeking protection there first. Immigrant advocates are furious.
It violates President Biden's own promises to restore asylum.
That's Krish O'Mara Vignaraja, the head of Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, on a call with reporters yesterday.
This is very nearly a carbon copy of the Trump asylum plan that was blocked by the courts.
That Trump-era policy would have turned back nearly all migrants who crossed through Mexico on their way to the U.S. Here's what candidate Joe Biden had to say about that in an interview with the National Association of Black Journalists in 2020.
It's the first time ever you've had to seek asylum in a third country. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. It's wrong.
The Biden administration insists the new asylum rule is very different from Trump's because it has exceptions for the most vulnerable migrants, and it's coupled with new legal pathways for certain migrants who can qualify. The administration is also grappling with a big shift in where migrants are coming from. Angela Kelly was an immigration advisor at the Department of Homeland Security and is now with the American Immigration Lawyers Association.
The facts on the ground have changed. We have four failed nation states in our hemisphere, between Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela. That is producing a different kind of migration flow. It's unprecedented.
That's an argument you hear from the White House, too. In an interview, a senior official said the Biden administration has tailored its approach to changes in migration, but insists that its principles have stayed the same from day one. Still, some outside observers see a pronounced shift toward tougher enforcement.
The administration has come to the realization that it really has to rethink where it's been on handling the border.
Doris Meisner was a top immigration official in the Clinton administration. She's now at the nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute. Meisner thinks the Biden administration is trying to reestablish a kind of balance at the border.
There will be ways to come to the country legally, but there also will be real consequences. There cannot be chaos at the border.
It's the same language the Biden administration has been using all along, but what it means for migrants has changed a lot in 2 years. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.